Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, family. I'll take that as my cue to say good morning, good afternoon, everyone around the world. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, our channel panel program. Today is October 1st, and it's a grand day to be on planet Earth. We have good things coming. Our program today with Archangel Michael, surfing the tidal wave of redemption to create dimensional merge. And since this is such a unique topic, I'm going to read our blog talk blurb for the day. Archangel Michael confirms, the tidal wave of prosperity is in release. Expand! Exclamation point. The moment we have long, much longer than we even yet perceive, prepared for, is upon us. As you go through the specifics of claiming redemption for yourself, your family, humanity, and the world, you will have two choices. Many messengers. Many messengers have recently been clarifying these two choices for you. You may either try to cling to the old ways of what was familiar yet truly no longer serves you or Earth, or you may choose to fly free by embracing the role you were born to play, which is that of a sturdy, gentle beacon of light, peace, freedom, joy, and everlasting prosperity. Archangel Michael comes today to give us insight and tips on how to remain in the bounty of the second option with elegance in this planet-changing moment. Getting a little feedback. Let me just make sure that we are all together on our start meeting and our blog talk show. Hold on, folks, just for a second. Make sure we have everybody muted and together. Let's see. That's good.
The recording has started.
There. Okay. Thanks, everybody. All right. Just a few more. All right. As you go
Hi,
through
Meg.
The specifics.
Hi, Meg. This is Catherine.
Oh.
Thank you for doing
hey.
All
Hi,
this.
Meg.
Yes, everybody just say
we
hello.
Sure
Let's just it. Move on.
Yeah. So Meg is doing
hey, everybody.
Work. Hi, Christine.
Well,
hey.
This is how it's going to roll today. We're just going to all have a free-for-all with everybody on the call. Ready, set, go.
Oh, you have no idea. It is the Company of Heaven's here in free for all mode too. You nailed it. Exactly right, Meg.
Yeah, so people know, we're on three different telephones in three different places in the world. So we're all calling in to talk with everybody separately. So it's a different arrangement tonight, today. And Meg is running the panel. So thank you, Meg.
Well, we'll see about that, but yes, that is my intention. And I know that's how everybody feels. We're all sort of running on three lines, aren't we, everyone? Well, great. So just a brief, this is what how we're going to roll, and then it'll change as Michael comes on. So we'll let's have a Megan Owen report, and then Christine's going to report from her beautiful space, and Catherine's going to report from her beautiful space, and then we'll come together, and Michael's going to give us a beautiful hug and kiss and message for today. How does that sound?
Awesome.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, good. And I, for obvious reasons, I'm going to wait to do the pillar because I've got a good story about that. And then once I tell my story, then I'm going to do the pillar. So we're just going to be transparent. And, you know, bust the bubble, all of us, Catherine and Christine included, that we are you and you are us and we roll like you and you roll like us. And we like to just be transparent because the more we all know we're rolling together and nobody's doing anything higher or lower or anything more important or less important, I think it's good to come on and be real. So Michael said, be real. So here you go. So yesterday, Michael, of course, is with us, cheering and hugging and kissing us. And so Michael gave Christine a download, a pre-download, pre-channel message to spread to me and Catherine about what the call is about today so we can get prepared, and we do that pretty regularly. And at the end of the letter, it said, Meg, Michael has some specific requests. And I go, dun, dun, dun. So I'm like, okay, I'm here in between patients at the clinic. Sure, we're good. Come on, what's going on? And so I just have to laugh because this is what Michael is here and all our family are here to help us with. And so now I have the vision of me and Michael and me and the family and you and Michael and you and the family all making these arrangements ahead of time. Okay, so you were born to do this, just like you all were, and you're going to be here, and it's time for you to transmute this, and I'm going to give you a nudge. So this is how it is, but it took me a second to get there, to view it in that way, so I thought I'd tell you my process. So it says, number two, go to the last program, Meg, and listen to Catherine's pillar. And I want you to feel and listen to her pillar. It will help. So immediately, so here I go. Oh, my pillars suck. All these pillars I've been doing have been terrible. You're wrong. Catherine does them so much better. Just be more like Catherine. Okay, so that's the first well I dive into. And then the other one. Uh-huh. And then, that's it. I'm just going to give them all to Catherine. Catherine is in charge of the pillars from now on, and that's it. Okay, and then it was, okay, so do some bantering with Christine. Be light. Here's the line I want you to say, because the lines I use all suck. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, this tragic. I go, shame, and I'm embarrassed, and then I'm angry at Michael. I'm like, why are you doing this to me? Christine would never talk to me this way. What's going on? And I'm like, okay, we got to breathe because Meg has patients to treat, so let's get in here and do it. I love you, Michael, and you love me. Okay, there you go. I know that is the root of who we are together. And I'm also pissed and embarrassed and ashamed and angry. So I'm going to see and feel
any
all
of this.
This
sounds familiar to those listening.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Yeah, I'm just going to be real. I was really upset, and I wanted to run away and hide. I mean, I'm even shaking now just thinking about it. It was really upsetting. But I know Michael loved me. That's just it. And then at the end he said, oh, and Meg, when you introduce me, connect with me and connect people with how close we are. Let them feel how close we are together. Pull them in and help them connect. I'm like, yeah, with this anger I'm feeling for you, sure, let's connect everybody with that. So I'm like, this is too crazy. This is ludicrous. This, I'm laughing now. I'm like, okay, this is a setup. What's going on here? But it was really quite different than how it's happened before. And I just have to thank Michael because he's one of my best setup people. And this time I said, I'm going to be in love. I don't care where these horrible emotions came from. I don't care how ancient they are. I don't care how many lifetimes I've cared. It doesn't matter. I'm choosing love. That's just it. And it took about 3 hours, and I'm not going to fault myself for the three-hour lag. I got there, and I said, okay, I'm just going to be loving. And all these emotions, here's the violet flame, Saint Germain, light it up. I'm going to put them all in the violet flame. And the emotions didn't go away immediately, but in an hour, they were gone. And I just kept dumping and kept dumping, and I never asked why. I never asked how. I didn't go into shame, which would have been my modus operandi, you know, like 4 minutes ago. And I just said, this is what I was born for. I'm here at this moment. I'm transmuting this. Michael's giving me a nudge, and I know he loves me. And I love you. And I just let it go. And it really was. I know this is the closest I've ever felt to Michael. And he's always been wrapped around me the whole time. But for some reason, I was the one that was putting this thing. And I just realized all this, what came up was, I'm wrong and I'm being punished, or I'm so embarrassed and what do people will think. And I realized that I just actually would rather love and be loved and let everything else go. I just don't even care anymore. That was, and I like to be right, y'all. I'm just going to tell you right here. I have got 2 master's degrees, and I have a lot of books on the shelf, and I like to hear myself talk. And I said, you know, Michael, I don't want any of that anymore. I just want you to love me, and I want to love you, and I want to be close. And I just dumped it all in the flame. And let me tell you, wow, do I feel different. And now I just feel more confident that I can navigate whatever comes up, and I feel so much more secure now after navigating this that I'm loved and I am love. And don't go to the why, how, dump it in the flame, call everybody close, because, you know, the first thing you want to do is call Michael close after he's just, like, called you out, which he wasn't really, you know. He was just giving me the love nudge. Oh my gosh, that's so loving. And then I could go back and say, Michael, thank you. It took me, 18 hours. But thank you, because, boy, I do feel close to you. And you stay wrapped around me all weekend. And so I was telling that story to Christine this morning, and we were laughing. And I was like, she goes, Michael said, you tell that on the show. You say that. I'm like, okay, all my dirty laundry. Out for public watching. But who doesn't feel this way? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I've had that experience with Michael. And time.
Well, come on. Let's hear it.
24 hours.
48, Catherine.
What did you say?
He says 48. He says he's been on here for 48 hours.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Meg.
Meg.
That was
all
about
Meg. Meg, she just summed up what we're all going.
Yes, applause and bowing to Meg. Thank you for that. I know there are thousands of people out there who are going, oh, thank goodness she brought that up. So, thank you.
Yeah. Well, who
okay,
wants
that's
to go
it.
Next
Good
there
show.
Before? Oh, yeah, there you go. Goodbye, everybody. Love you.
That was just perfect.
Okay, Where are we? Who's next?
Yeah,
me.
Who's next?
I'm next. I know. We're all slap happy. Sleep deprivation will do that to you. Not to mention mother and father's light flooding everything. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. Meg, that was awesome. Now, you're going to hear me snorting and sniffling and coughing. Who cares? Transparent is the name of our game forevermore. It's just because so much energy coming through. So much. I wanted to give everybody a quick little catch-up of where we are, because it may have seemed like, I mean, we did 25 shows in, I think, about 35 or less days, live shows, one right after the other after the other. And, of course, that was building a tremendous energy. Everyone participated, and there are even many who themselves participated, and they were participating and weren't even quite aware. And then there's a huge group of all of us who were aware and going for it on every level as well. Just thanks to everyone. But with a huge influx of energies going on right now, and then that big effort to ground those energies, to become those deep-diving transformers of God's light upon the surface, we had to integrate a bit. And we have been in a real interesting time where I'll leave the storytelling a bit to Catherine as well, but it's just still continues to be in every second, do exactly what the Company of Heaven says, nothing less, nothing more, and a real surrender to whether that makes sense or not in my book. Now, y'all are getting to know me. I'm a little bit mouthy at times, so I will quickly tell them that makes no sense to me, but I will joyfully, gladly do it anyway, and then watch the miracles unfurl. So you don't have to suddenly swallow your view. Remember, this is being real. This is being ourselves as everything occurs, as it arises. We're participating in this beautiful life. And we are choosing love. We are being love. We are love. And yes, megalicious, we are loved. And I'm great. This morning I did, my mornings now are like this. I did my organic coffee enema to get those toxins out of my beautiful body, and then a fresh organic live juice with my very favorite recipe, cucumber and celery and spinach and orange and apple and carrot, and it's amazing. And then I did a Miracle Mineral Solution bath. So I am going for health in every way. And it just feels really exciting and precious and good to be with everybody today on this landmark show. Landmark because every single thing we're doing right now is landmark, is monumental, is breakthrough. So don't doubt what you're going through. If you get anything from the picture we're painting you, get that it's all perfect. It really is. And all we have to do, our single job, is to connect with Tara, open our hearts to Mother and Father God, and just be the most natural thing we are, love. So on that note, I'm going to throw it back to Meg so she can do her pillar and we can all focus and watch her do it. Just do an amazing pillar of light for us all.
I was just saying, well, there's our pillar. So let's carry that energy forward, and let's just add a few details because I'm in my pillar with that beautiful So, loved. We are so loved. So much of our pillar is we are loved and we are loved. And remembering that we're in our pillar and we're lighting it up, our beautiful diamonds and our beautiful brains, our heart, loved in love, and our solar plexus, carrying out the will of what we're here to do, what you're born to do, each one of you, so important. And we're grounding into that bedrock beneath us of Mother Earth, who is nourishing us in every way and cheering us. I can see the pom-poms in the crystal center. And then reaching up, and they never let us go with their honey love with Mother and Father, just laughing and cheering with us too. And expand, open more, and connect with your support system on planet Earth. All your light worker friends going for it in their each corners of the world, seen and unseen, but so known by the company of heaven. Deep breath. We are one. So, Christine, I got a question. I'm ever since I got involved with RV, I'm just going to buy these dong, and I don't know what they are, but somebody told me to buy them, and I'm going to go buy them. And then I tucked them away, and I just sort of always knew it was going to be the way it was and didn't get, so much involved until we all got together. And I just sort of knew it would roll out on its own time. How do you feel being sort of one of our, the spearhead in this world about keeping us informed about the RV and St. Germain's, right arm gal? How do you feel about not seeing the 1-800 numbers yet? What goes through you about that?
Thanks, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
The job I have, I'll clarify that. The job I have is I'm aware of the RV too deep, like it would feel like, through to my bones. To cellularly, like when you know you love your child, or when there's just those moments where you just have an absolute knowing of truth or love, and it's through and through you. That's how the RV, the GCR, the programs, the prosperity and freedom, that's just how it is for me. So my job is just to be that knowing. And then from there, they direct me, like they direct us all, whether we're aware of it or not, to share it in a particular way or just be up on the grid at night, working with higher selves, repairing certain things, loving everyone, encouraging, seeing who is despondent, going to them from this side as well, loving them. Whispering in their ear, leaving them with angels of support. Because the thing is, everyone involved in the global currency reset at this stage and in the RV, the revalue of currencies that is underway, everyone involved had it in their life plan and is called in the heart to be in this. So our jobs literally are the demonstration of what we've done. There's nothing wrong or out with having doubt sometimes, because there's a lot of reasons we have doubt after living in this plane of existence, in this third dimensional super challenge. So for me, I'm not any less challenged than the rest of all of us. On all of our challenges are huge and perfect for us. And it's in our choosing love, being kind, laughing anyway, forgiving ourselves, all of it. It's in all of that that we fulfill our mission. That's how we keep the faith and raise the light, higher the vibration, so that this event can now be unfolding like it is. So for me, my view has been a little bit different because I've never doubted. It's never been crushing to me that the RV didn't go, except that I can feel it on a greater arena. And at times when I have felt the difficulty and pain everyone's going through, it's felt really crushing. And at times, my own pain and the transmuting and the long days and has felt crushing. We're in quite a push again now. But other than that, I am pure assuredness. I mean, it's not even a decision. Not even, I know the programs are real and happening right now. And in fact, when Michael comes, it's going to be a really interesting show. We're actually all invited to the council table for this show. So when he comes on, he'll bring everybody and name some of the names of our beloved family and masters that are sitting around the council table right now with us. So it's going to be really interesting when he comes. But thank you, Michael and Meg, for bringing this nugget to everybody. We must not be hard on ourselves when we doubt. That is just like showing up clearly where we need to bring tenderness and Mother God's love and Father God's love and our heart shine. So I'm excited as well. The word I get right now at this council table is that we are, the intel that we've been getting as far as from our beloved Joseph and Bruce, and this is completely in the hands of the light. It will go in the moment deemed in the highest good of all. It is in progress, it is assured, and every moment, every second is a unique kind of precious right now. And we will look back and say, we had no idea how very unique and precious this pre 800 number, pre-global currency reset, kicking for dinar land, because that has become a real focal domino. And of course, for the projects, the global projects, people like our beautiful Zap, Jersey, Landa, all of it. So that's where I sit. That's where they are saying we are. And with that, I'll pass the talking stick to Catherine. And Meg, if you could mute me while she talks. And you can just unmute me once you introduce Michael.
Okay, will do.
Thanks. Catherine?
Catherine.
Yeah, thank you, Christine. That was a really important and really reassuring explanation to people. And I can vouch for that. I talk with Christine just about every day for the last couple of years about the RV, and she has her finger in the pie. And you know she knows and feels it and understands it deeply, and it's so reassuring to hear you tell it for all of us. Christine, thank you. Okay, so I have a little update and a few stories about the family and what's been going on. And I think, and Sananda's asked me to tell some of these stories because it relates to what Michael's going to talk about later, and I'm sure he will, like, weave it all together for us. So the first thing I'm to tell you about is a little bit about the physical effects of what's going on now. I have been waking up in the mornings feeling really shaky. So, and I'm still feeling it some today. So I've been guided, like Christine, they tell me, make this shake, put these things in it, have this bar, it'll help balance your sugar levels and so on. So this morning I asked for some details, and Sananda said, it's because you're transmuting all of these things that Meg was talking about and that I have talked about, the deep diving, we're all transmuting now, all of us. And these are a lot of the things that we're transmuting for ourselves and for others. So it's as if, you know, you spend the night running a 20-mile run and you wake up in the morning and your body is depleted, more so than usual. So if you find yourself waking up exhausted or feeling the shakes, is what I think of it as, my hands shake, my, you know, all, it's like all your muscles are kind of shaky. It's from the work that you're doing. So it's very reassuring to know, wow, I must have really worked hard last night because I can feel it. So find yourself, check in with your Arcturian healing teams, with your higher self, your teams. You'll find, even if you don't hear the words, you'll find yourself looking around for what will work. Now, we don't usually recommend any products, but we have Sunrider products, and they make some things that really help a lot, like their bars. Eat a bar, and it really takes the shakes away. So you can research those things on your own, but we found them really helpful. So that's the latest situation report about physical effects of this work. But I want to tell a few stories about how this last week has rolled out for us. So Christine is in New York, and she's on a flat-out, all-day-long, everyday healing adventure. So I'll tell you a couple of details about what's happened with her healing adventure. But the reason she's there and I'm here is one day they said, okay, Catherine, pack up. You're going to Canada. Christine's going to stay here. You're going to take, Catherine is going to take Che and Bam Bam and go to the cabin in the woods in Canada. Christine's going to stay in High Falls. And then both of us began a flat-out healing and transmuting project. And it turns out, so did the animals. So first I'll give you a little report of what Christine told me about her experience this week. These are just a few of the high points, but she's called it like a scavenger hunt. And the requirement for her was she follow every instruction exactly as it's given. So she's, as she says, sometimes she says, that doesn't make any sense. Like when they said, go into this restaurant and order French fries. She would say, no, I'm not eating French fries. And they said, get it. And it turns out they're the best French fries in the county. Things like that. But the healing experiences have just been amazing, and some of them very funny. So she has spent the last week running around maybe three counties, from one brilliant light worker healer to another. And all the way along, she finds, oh, well, we have a special this week, and if you do three of these treatments, you get it for practically no money. Or we'll stay after and do a treatment for you after hours so I can give you special attention, and so on. So from one to another, we found there's a little place in the town nearby that looks like a tanning salon. Turns out there's this lovely young woman, single mother, who has a tanning salon, but she also is a healer in her own right. And turns out this week, she tells Christine, well, I have this new machine that does red light therapy. I have just installed it, and I also can do a detoxifying wrap that will help you to heal. And I'll stay afterwards and work with you so you get plenty of time. And you can do the red light therapy, and we have a special. So
I love how you told it, the quality of miracle throughout the whole thing. I mean, these people, each one, have been completely precious, have passed, we've exchanged healing. It's all been a surprise. And when you say inexpensive, I mean, you can go every day for a month to red light treatment for $100. I mean, in my belief, I decided pre-RV, I can't afford to get well. And that is anything but the energy of prosperity. And yet, I feel so, like, what kind of reverent about the energy of money right now and what I would choose it for. And Michael has been doing his version of showing me all the places. I still had beliefs in place that would block the flow of prosperity, even as the energies increase through my redemption appointment and on the other and onto the other side. So I'm just really grateful that I'm healing, but even more that these blocks can be dissolved in the light of day right now. It's just I'm in awe. It has been a complete miracle, and I'm so grateful and shocked.
It's so awesome how they combine a healing treatment with freeing you from something that's an old fear. And each time it was double, triple surprises and miracles.
And that's the point of today's show, Catherine. That's brilliant. You said it that way. That is the whole point of Michael's message today.
Well, good.
Underneath it, it's that we're going to stop bracing for all the pain and all that could go wrong and all the lack and all the, like, feeling bad about things and all the worry and all the planning so that there's enough. And we're just going to let it give way to what he's calling what we're calling a dimensional merge, which is where these layers of miracles are going on all at once. So thanks, Catherine. That was a really great way to tell it.
Oh, good. Well, if we have time, I have a fun little story about Bam Bam and Che.
Oh, of course we have time. Very important.
Okay. So, yeah, Sananda suggested this little event that transpired yesterday between Bam Bam and Che that I think is another example of dimensional merge in a whole other way. So here's the background. Some people have known about Bam Bam and that she has our cat, and that she has a very important mission, which is part of it that we've understood through the animal communicator, is that she is transmuting and overcoming the instinct to kill. And she just answered. She just came in and confirmed. That's true. So in her process, she's gone through, you know, going outside, coming home with a mouse, and asking, did I make that little being leave its body? And it was confirmed through the animal communicator that, yes, that's what happens. So Bam Bam went through the phases that Meg just described. Shame, feeling terrible about herself. She would isolate herself and go into deep meditation for a day or two. And she's been working on this for 2 years now. And little by little, we could see her coming through it, to the point where now she monitors herself completely. So I let her out in the morning after it's light, and she asks to come in when it starts to be the quiet time, which would be hunting time, she comes in. So we're not getting any more mice around, and she's not crying to go out and demanding, you know, to be out in the hunting time anymore. She really got it. And I saw this when we got to the cabin. She was completely secure and comfortable with herself and taking care of business. So, sidebar, when we arrived, Che decided this would be his chance to run away. So he started up the road, and I called him, he'd look at me, turn around and run the other way. So I had to chase him and bring him back. And we had a long talk about this. And he kind of went into, I'm pissed off about this and angry at you, but I'm feeling ashamed at the same time. So we were working through that. And he was a little reluctant. So he was very demanding. Every time he wanted to go out, he wanted to pull me up the road. So I was busy. I put him out on his leash and let him be in the yard for a few minutes while I was getting ready to take him for a walk. And as I was approaching the door to go out, Bam Bam came along beside me. And I said, Bam Bam, would you talk to Che about not running away? And Bam Bam went into her mission where she walks in a certain way. It's like she's marching. She walked down the stairs right out to Che, turned to him and went, meow, meow, meow. Che looked at her and sat down on the spot, silent. Just sat down, which he never does.
Oh.
And Bam Bam walked away. I took him for a walk, and not once has he pulled on the leash or tried to threaten to run away. He's managing himself just the way she does. So I was dumbfounded when I saw her.
Wow.
Turn to him and say, here's how it is. And he absolutely responded. So when I just thought about this. Look what they did. They communicate telepathically. But I communicated to Bam Bam in English in this dimension. And then she took the information and communicated to Che in a higher dimension. And it was like a miracle. If we could show, you know, people how to train their pets this way or their children, boy, would things be easier. I want Bam Bam in charge of all, you know, animal training from now on. Because she is brilliant. And I've been telling her, you know, I've been thanking her. She has just been wonderful. So, Christine, I'm sure is happy to hear how well Bam Bam's doing and what a good time we're all having. So, that's the news from the Canadian woods. So, I'm going to pass the talking stick back to Meg and let her carry on. Are you there, Meg?
Thank you. I am.
Okay.
Oh, those are very special stories. I really like that story about Bam Bam and Che. And I've got 5 animals at my farm, and I don't even hesitate to think I'm going to be, and they already do that, and I already talked to them that way, but I'm going to have more intention and let them do some work together. Thank you. And
well, another example of magic. It was just magic. I asked for something I really needed, and Bam Bam did it. It's so wonderful how this is happening. And that was just one one example of a magical week. So, Meg, take it away.
Oh, well, you brought up something that Michael said he wanted to say a few words about, so we'll let him decide whether to talk about it or leave it for another show. But I was telling Christine this morning, and when you talked to Christine, you talked to Michael, and I was telling her that my niece Amelia, who is 18 and just headed off to college in North Georgia, has decided to leave after 2 months. And my brother sent out an email to the family just letting them know that he supports her 100%, and she'll be reaching out in her own time, and just wanted us to know. And I said this, and I went, you know, Christine just went right into the children today are not settling for the program, for the old program. And that's what many institutions of higher learning and underlearning are. And it made me remember that a lot of my patients who are parents come in and tell me stories about how they're worried about their children who aren't doing the traditional path of high school, college, job, you know, retirement fund, white picket fence, whatever. And I'm just, they're doing their own thing. They're not even on the same plane with us. They are anchoring. It's not even their job anymore to redo the program. They're here to bring in something and anchor something completely different. But the parents are worried because they're doing something different and it's new. And Michael said he wanted to say something about that because it's to talk about that and to encourage the kids who are doing something completely new, and that is their mission, and to also let the parents understand that we're not here to recreate the old stuff. So I'll just let Michael and Christine choose if they want to talk about that and how, and just wanted to mention that. So, Christine, are you ready for some Brother Michael?
I'm ready. Michael and the council are here, so this is great, great timing.
Wonderful. All right, well, I think you can already feel how much I am loving and connecting with my brother Michael with our stories today. So I give Michael a holding hand and welcome him to our circle and thank him. And I'm so grateful for you, Michael.
Hey, hello. Hello, everyone. I'm just so pleased to be here with you today. It is Michael, your brother, Archangel Michael, here with my whole heart for you. I asked our beloved channels to tell these stories today because we know they are also your stories. They are the stories of what you are discovering, releasing, the challenges you're facing, but much more than the challenges themselves is how you are facing them. I am here with the Council of Light for this show. Many familiar family members to you, to us all, gathered around the table. Now, it's not a formal occasion, although we are so filled with love when we're together. There is always a kind of reverence. And we are certainly feeling that in an overwhelming way. Yes, overwhelming. We are filled to the brim and overflowing with love and reverence for you today. And we felt how appropriate and fun to bring you just right on in. Of course, the council is present on arranged channelings always. We have our presence that we contribute through the messengers, the many messengers that are doing such a steadfast, valiant job of getting out the message through these important days. I look around the table now, and here is our Ashtar, Serapis Bey, Hilarion, team leader, our great Lady Kuan Yin, Sananda, your higher selves, and your twin flames of all of you on the call now or at a later time are present on this call. Now that we're going to talk about multidimensional existence a bit today, I'll just let you ponder how that's possible. And I'll give you the answer, and you can work it out from there. The answer it is not only possible, it's happening right now. Sanat Kumara, Mother and Father God, Sananda, many more, gathered today in the name of love to support you, to see how things are going, to help send the energies of redemption, peace, prosperity, joy, and freedom through the network now lit up around the world that lights up each and every time you all gather. Although recently it's been staying lit. You have all been more aware than ever before and staying in harmony and heart contact to a far greater degree. Let's talk about dimensional merge. It's happening for all of you. What is it? What is it, Michael? What is dimensional merge? First, I will say, you're going to have to relax your analytical mind for this one. When it comes to expanding beyond where you are on the surface to embrace the brilliant incoming energies of love and light from Mother and Father, the upgrades not only available to you, but that you are all receiving. As you've learned to do, to relax your third dimensional beliefs, rigid behaviors, and expectations. Well, this will serve you very well today also. Now, you've all had days like this. This may be a bit of an exaggeration for an everyday experience, but you've all had days where things have happened that are so wonderful and so terrible all on the same day, as though in the same day you fell in love and got fired from your job with not enough rent money. This has been the dramatic flux of duality, the polarity that seems to pull you, that you experience from one often extreme to another. Now imagine on the same day, in fact, in the same moment, many dream come true experiences all at once. Imagine falling in love, getting the 800 number, being gifted $200 billion, your dog having puppies, your child having a look of peace and contentment on their face. All the while, the Galactic Federation of Light lands in your front yard. Yes. this exaggerated story is not an exaggeration, as you shall soon see. Now, in duality, in the first scenario, you're used to being split apart. The old falling in love and losing your job, or whatever the case may be. Duality felt like a split. What is going on now in dimensional merge is that split is being replaced by unification. But that's unification in the light. So there is no loss, except perhaps the release of all the painful experiences. That can feel like a loss sometimes, but of course, it is not. It is just time to heal. So in dimensional merge, what is a universe? Universe, returning to one. So the downward spiral of what you've experienced going into quite dark and challenging experiences has been reversed into ascension, an ascension spiral up, up and away, up, up and home, up, up and free. You've all been experiencing the dimensional merge. Let's identify some of the traits and feelings and experiences of the dimensions merging. Well, what does that mean when the lower dimensions and the higher dimensions are merging? How does that happen? Well, it's happening within you. It's happening because of you. You are ground zero for this to happen. Every time you have made a choice of kindness, of love, of light, of healing, of patience, every time you serve another from your heart, you not only increase the light within, but you displace where, let's say, dark was. Some of the traits and feelings and experiences of the higher dimension flooding into the lower dimension through you. The lower dimension healing and giving way to the light of the higher dimensions through you. Well, the first feeling you know all too well, I don't have to tell you, it's, whoa! Not whoa, stop, just whoa! It can be feel like it's all over the place, because one minute you can feel so full of the joy of life and who you truly are, you can't imagine that slipping away ever again. Until the next minute, when you feel, what just happened? I was so filled with light. How can I be upset now? And then what do? You notice it. You're willing to see what that is, and you make a choice for love. And what did you just do? You increased your capacity to love and hold light, along with bringing more light to the surface of Earth. Mm-hmm. Now, this massive wave of prosperity energy that is now crashing upon your shores will not crush you. You are going to surf, baby, surf. And you are ready. You will relax in the momentum. You will be centered easily, joyfully in the experience. This is going to be a little different than it has been. You're tipped the balance from so much toil. For you listening now, your redemption appointment is a particular marker. There will be more joy than not, more grace than not, more ease, laughter, miracles. And I tell you, I bring you this topic today because it's all going to happen at once. It's going to be so good, you're going to get uncomfortable. So just accept that if that happens, you're just going to remember not only my words, but our love. And the love and support and understanding of all your brothers and sisters of the light shining so across this beautiful planet. And of course, I mean the precious animals, the elementals, the kingdoms, all the consciousness gathered together, working in concert. They're all working as you are. To enable this ascension, this prosperity, and even this 800 number. This is the time where you get fresh, fun, free, fancy. Not fancy with the old glamour, but fancy as you just let yourself be yourself. In-dimensional merge, senses, you've been noticing. Your senses are different. Visually, you may be seeing things far more out of the so-called corner of your eye. Perhaps that's us getting your attention. For many of you, such as the farm in New York, there's been so much light work done that the place itself, all of the animals and the kingdoms are contributing. And it's formed such a synergy that the place itself becomes a place of dimensional merge. I've had Catherine and Christine and Meg send out a picture, and it will also be available on the Blog Talk Radio site and Facebook. There will be several ways to get it. We'll make sure. They sent it out this morning. And it's a picture taken on the land. Christine took it at my request a few days ago. And in it are all kinds of interesting things. You'll notice there is a large white energy in the screen door. Now, you can load this picture. It has not been touched in any way. You can load this picture onto your phone or onto your computer. And you can blow it up and take a look all around and see what you see. Now, remain very flexible. what you see may be different. Hint, hint, wink, wink, than what others see. Or it may not. And no one will be wrong. How does that work? When Christine was first showing Catherine, they were on the phone, Catherine at the cabin in Canada, Christine in New York, and we were playing with them, of course. We were having them have the feelings of this dimensional merge situation very specifically so they could better transmit it on the call today. And the white energy is there. That's an easy one. We gave everybody a big, easy one to see. And notice, do you immediately begin looking, when you look at the picture, do you begin looking for reasons and ways to explain in a third dimensional viewpoint why that white light is there? Have a little humor and a little gentleness with yourself. Just notice, what are your reactions? And keep tucked in the back of your mind that your brother, Michael, has said it's not explainable in that way. This is a bit of a visual aid we've prepared for you for this concept. Now, many of you will also see, besides little Firefly's backside, which is very obvious that it's a cat, and she's gray and white, and that is Firefly. If you look to the right, peeking out from under a blanket, there is another cat. Now, during this dimensional merge, Christine has been seeing cats everywhere. She has many times in her life experienced dimensional merge, and where the dimensions all seem to just collapse into the now moment, and she just is flexible and fluid, gliding across dimensions. This is natural for all of you, and you are returning to it now. But she would see cats everywhere, and once she asked Father, "Father, I'm seeing all these cats everywhere, these energetic cats, but I'm physically seeing them." And Father said to her, "Oh, don't worry about that. That's none of your business. Just ignore them." Oh, it's a perfect answer. I tell this story to let you know, with a gentle tug, there's no reason to be worried about any of this. Let it be playful. I am telling you, you are safe. Now, you don't want to interact with any presence that doesn't give off a loving feeling, but there's no drama needed. You connect with Earth, you shine your heart, you sing your song, and if they're not running for the hills by then, you call your team, you call me. You just tell the presence, the energy, whatever it is, "No, thank you, go." I recommend you go to Mother and Father God. But anyway, I'm not participating with that, go. And it is done. But we're past the time where you need to focus so much on this or worry. You are safe. As the merge increases and continues, and it will, there will still be some potentially dramatic swings for you now and again. We suggest humor when this occurs. Be alive. It is such an exquisite gift to be alive on the surface of Earth. Be comfortable in the midst of uncomfortable things. Choose peace. be flexible. Catherine quickly pointed out in the picture she saw Lady Kuan Yin, and Lady Kuan Yin had appeared there for her. Christine did not see Lady Kuan Yin and asked Lady Kuan Yin if she would please appear in the picture. Sure enough, there she arrived. Do you see what I'm getting at? Freedom is far more than having your bills handled. You will be giving to others, but not just money or prosperity. You are already grounding the energies that are allowing for this new and flexible time of less time, more light, more creativity. Where are we now? I say, Michael says, we are sitting pretty. But I'll be the one that keeps talking. But I'm going to go around the table here and call on some masters that are here present at this council meeting with all of you, shining their love on you. I am being reminded as well to let you know there is a continued focus of peace from the billions gathered on ships, holding the light and focusing their love on you in every moment, not in a general way. Of course, that is occurring as they hold a field of support for you to do what needs to be done, but specifically, there are many, many loving souls present who are focusing their love and peace on you, specifically you. So we welcome them all. And with the collective message they are giving today, is peace on earth. They say in a collective voice now for you, peace through prosperity. Ashtar, what do you have to say? Now it's Michael, rather than, I will pass everyone's message. I will be the interviewer and I will pass the words. So Ashtar says every detail is seen to. All security is being completely arranged in a way that, imagine if you can almost get out ahead of the present moment. That is a feeling of how Ashtar and Ashtar's teams are dealing with security and all the details at this time. They are aware of the tiniest details going forward with the release of the programs, most especially, and even including the 800 numbers for that kick off the soul redemption exchanges across the world. That is the signal. Ashtar says, call upon him, call upon your own security members. They thrive to serve you. You can ask for an increased feeling of security as you go through these flexible times of this changing dimensions where everything becomes so flexible, it can feel very awkward. You may ask and receive an increased feeling of loving security. Serapis Bay, how's it looking from an ascension standpoint? Well, the mighty Serapis Bay is letting us know. His feeling is so rich. He says it's becoming very tangible for people, that they are feeling such changes. They no longer need just to see the events transpire. People are finding the changes so tangible within themselves, and this is truly about the greater picture of ascension. Our Lady Kuan Yin is here, and today she would just like to bring you all just the most lovely transmission of harmony. Lady Kuan Yin today brings us all harmony. Harmony throughout the exchange, meaning when you're at your redemption, whatever that may be, an appointment with bankers or being gifted by a fellow light worker, or you don't yet know the surprise in which your prosperity will arrive. But when it does, see the harmonious perfection of each and everyone involved. Be in love with all of them. And you will hear the song of harmony that sang all along. Team leader is here and would like to remind everyone, more water. And to help with all the spiritual work you're doing now, more minerals. If it's as simple as putting lemon and lime on your food and in your clean water, some more minerals will assist you, especially with the dimensional flexibility you're facing now. More water and minerals. Getting in water will help. Drinking more water. Holding sips of water in your mouth. Adding micronutrients, minerals, simple, and movement, your feet on the earth. Even for 5 minutes, will help your physical systems tremendously to adapt. Sananda is here. He has no words, just his presence is so steady and close to you all. He vows once again not ever to leave your side. There are so many here, but one more word from the table, from our beloved Saint Germain. He just thanks you. He thanks you tremendously. And he says, this is it. Be yourself. The love that is spilling from this table towards you all will not stop, cannot stop. If you have something to say from your heart, let it be that the knowing that you are, just be to yourself, you can say, I am, because you are healing, you are grace, you are wonder, are the light of the world, you are the resurrection of the light of earth. You are the redemption of God in all things. We encircle you, and we will hold you so. Redeem first. Your soul that has always been present. Then walk easily, hand in hand with us. I am Michael on behalf of the Council of Light. Congratulations, and we thank you for your service. Now go as the floodgates open through the doors that are you. We love you. Catherine.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I can feel everyone else sending you love. I'm going to put on our music, and we will announce our next show as the Company of Heaven advises us to. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Yes, goodbye, everyone. Thank you.